brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been on national television, I don't know, 60, 70 times over the years on different programs. Some of those programs have aired 20, 30 times a piece, like the Trio Network, Masters of the Universe piece that I was in that John Ronson did. So a lot of times I don't even tune in when I'm on television. I really don't watch a lot of TV. I don't like watching myself. But last night I sat down and I did watch the History Channel piece. And I have to tell you, it has won quite a distinction with me as the worst hit piece, the most multifaceted, multi-layered hit piece I have ever seen in my life. And I don't mean a hit piece towards myself, the worst of any hit piece I've been the victim of or that I've had directed at me. This is the worst hit piece I have ever seen on any subject with any individual. Brad Davis, the producer and the director of the piece, an NBC producer, we learned after the fact, with deep searching on the internet, I did confirm with him that it was the case, is a specialist in deception. He's the guy that got the big Dateline NBC piece on Michael Jackson, who snuck up to him, who got into his confidence, and got to the crews to be able to follow him around, only to drop the boom on him. And that's fine. You're a snake, and you go after other snakes like Michael Jackson. The difference is, I am not a snake, buddy, and you are a liar. Brad Davis is a liar, and I know he's listening right now, and he is a coward. And he knows his film is a fraud and a lie, and you have destroyed your name forever, not me. You tried to destroy me. I'm the main target of the piece. You tried to destroy me, and you've destroyed yourself. You will be known now as a yellow journalist forever. Your name will go down in history, if anybody ever checks it, as working for Hearst Publishing, NBC. You will be known as putting out a fraud and a lie. And we're going to have piece after piece on this. We're going to have the clips of the video to analyze each lie. We're going to go over every bit of it in the months to come. And we're going to be talking about you 5 years from now. You're going to have your little History Channel piece that 5 million people watched last night. I checked out the ratings. That's in that slot, generally 4.5 to 5.5 million. I haven't seen the ratings yet for that particular two-hour period, but we know that Monday nights, 8 to 10 Central, 9 to 11 Eastern, is the absolute prime time for History Channel, routinely audiences of 4.5 to 5.5 mil. It's going to air again tonight at midnight. It's going to air this Saturday at 8 o'clock at night. It's going to air Sunday in the evening. It's going to air over and over and over again. I've looked at this particular series, that time slot. They will generally air it 15 times this year alone and then air it another 10 times next year. You know, they air stuff over and over again. Over the years, it will probably air 30, 40 times. Tens of millions tuning in just last night and tonight. Tens of millions will be seeing it. A tissue of lies, a manifest fraud of slander, of defamation, of libel, of just it is off the charts. I have never seen anything even approaching this. And I told 9/11 truthers, I said, this is a hit piece. Once he showed up, I said, he's lying. I told the Austinites, I said, this is a hit piece from hell.
No, it's not. Brad Davis is nice.
And I told other people who are in this piece being attacked, I said, it's a hit piece. Oh, I think it's too soon to say that. Well, hey, it ain't too soon to say it now, is it? You know, I got a pretty good brain inside my skull. Did any of you predict 9/11 before it happened? Any of you reach as many people as I have? And all I'm saying is, I don't want to command people. I don't want to be your leader. But at least you ought to listen to my advice.
Oh, Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the future, we'll play clips of this Hearst Publishing yellow journalism abomination. But we've just now gotten back into work today and have the video, so we'll be doing that over the next few days. And we'll take our time dissecting each technical lie and each technical fraud. But that's not where the main body of the lying sets. Paul Watson, I had about a 45-minute discussion with him today. In the next hour, up on PrisonPlanet.com, we are going to post the definitive article out of the gates about this hit piece. My behind-the-scenes discussions with the director and producer, Brad, the Deceptive Davis. We are going to be going over all of the information. It will be in there, and it's important that you get this particular article and that you forewind it to every MySpace account, every Yahoo account, every email list that you posted on every message board, because whenever somebody types in, by the way, they notice they kept the name secret, because last time a copy of the Popular Mechanics hit piece got out a month before it hit print, and it was totally debunked before it came out. So notice they were calling it 9/11 Conspiracies, but the real name was 9/11 Conspiracies, Fact or Fiction. Even on their own website, they didn't show the full name. Now they've got a bigger page up. And by the way, Neocons on Dig, a few weeks ago, it was going to be showing on the 9th of this month, of August, and I pointed out that it said that they debunked us and made a declarative statement that it disproved all of our theories, and the experts disproved it. And then I called Brad Davis, and he freaked out and gulped and said, oh, my God, I'm going to get that down right now. They weren't supposed to do that. They took it down. And then we pointed out, oh, look, they took it down. And neocons wrote articles saying, look at these delusional liars. They took it down. You know, they're saying they took it down because of them. Well, it's just some broken link on the History Channel website. Look how nuts the twofers are, as they call us. That's what the different, quote, debunking websites said. No, we have Brad Davis in shorthand, everything he said in that conversation, on speakerphone, Aaron Dykes writing it all down. We have it all written down, and yes, you're going to see articles, and you're going to see the information, and it's all going to come out, okay? And he was gulping and begging for me. Well, let me just go through this step by step. And this isn't because it's about Alex Jones. It's because it's about 9/11 truth, and it's about dishonest media. This is why mainstream corporate media is losing many of its viewers. It's why they're in rapid decline. It's why even cable television has lost 20 to 30% of its viewers in the last 5 years, depending on which channel it is. It's why that acceleration is intensifying. Because people know you've got an agenda. They know you're a pack of twisters and spinners and, in this case, outright fabricators and liars. So you can pull all the tricks you want all day long. It's not going to work. First off, let's talk about dishonesty. Popular Mechanics called me 2 years ago, months before the piece came out, and the person was stuttering and gibbering on the phone so bad that I didn't believe it was Popular Mechanics. So I called and asked to speak to Benjamin Chertoff, who was the editor over the piece, and he said, Mr. Jones, I swear to you it's not a hit piece. I swear to you it's not a debunking piece. I haven't used that term. I said, is this a debunking piece? He said, no. We're just showing both sides. It's about your movement. He goes, I give you my word. There's no agenda here. And I had been interviewed hundreds of times by newspapers, 50-something times by TV by then. And I had never called to see if it was fake. I mean, I thought it was maybe a high school student for a newspaper doing a prank interview or something, you know. Or I thought it might have been some radio talk show, because some of those comedy shows do it where they act like they're fake reporters. I mean, I thought it was because it was like, what do you think about the seismography? And I was like, excuse me? And then the reporter would bring up a point. He sounded like he was about 13. I'm not joking when I say that. That's not a figure of speech or hyperbole. And I would bring up a fact, and he'd say, "You wrote this article saying that the seismograph showed this." I called the seismograph people. They say they not talk to you. And I said, "Okay, well, tell me the headline." I pulled it up, and I said, "I didn't even write that." I said, that's another article written by American Free Press. And I said, and yeah, we posted the story. Can't you see it says Christopher Bolin? Can't you see it says his name? Okay, let's move on to something else now. I mean, I'm not kidding. So I said, hold on a minute. I said, I'll have to call you back tomorrow. So I call, I get the number to Hearst, I ask for the editor. And then they call back like an hour later. Hello, this is Michael Chertoff. I mean, this is Benjamin Chertoff. Oh, Alex, we promise you. Oh, no. So they lied there. Then this Brad Davis calls up here. I'm really busy working on 10 other things. I'm told, oh, this is a nice fella. You gotta be, talk to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And I said, just tell the guy, I know it's a hit piece, but I'll do it. You know, I don't shrink from a debate. By the way, unlike Popular Mechanics, they've been invited on the show. I've called in when Megs, the editor of Popular Mechanics, used to edit like the video review TV guide. He's the expert. Was on another show here on the network with Jack Blood, and I called in and said, you won't debate me. He's like, that's right, I won't debate you, because it's no point debating you. You disagree with me. And I said, well, you're with Hearst Publishing, Yellow Journalism, CIA. He didn't rebut that. So that's another point. I will face them on the field. They will not face me on the field. They will not face me on the field where it's one-on-one in a live debate. They've got to have it, which, by the way, someone who's honest craves a live format. I love going on CNN the few times I have live, or Good Morning America live. Now they delay those even slightly, like 10 seconds. But I'm already digressing here. And we've got big North American Union SPP Summit news in the next hour with Dr. Corsi and other reporters on the ground. Quite a few big developments there. But I've got to walk through all of this right now. Let me do this. Let me just state the basic facts as simply as I can and then go back through them. A, Popular Mechanics lied and said it wasn't a hit piece. We know it was. And it was dishonest, and it's been debunked. This guy calls up, and I didn't do the searching to check, hey, who owns History Channel? After I did, after he came to town, I figured out it was a hit piece. Oh, my gosh, Hearst Publishing owns a controlling interest and directs operations. Okay, because they're a news organization, so they're in the catbird seat. And they use it for infomercials for their books and other trinkets and things they put out. So it's a product placement vehicle for them, too. And then I learned this guy is a master hit piece artist who does hit pieces on people and sneaks around in the background, highly respected at NBC, and he did the big famous hit piece where they tricked Michael Jackson to let them follow him around. He's the one that tricked Michael Jackson to trust him. And man, when I brought that up to him a few weeks ago, we saw it on the History Channel saying, you know, these people are basically nuts. We debunk them. We disprove them with experts. I said, that's a Popular Mechanics angle. And by the way, you're owned by Popular Mechanics. You're owned by Hearst Publishing. And he said, I know that does say that, you know, it's biased, so I'm having them take that down. We're working on it right now. And I said, you know, you did the Michael Jackson hit piece. And he literally went, and I went, is that true? And he goes, yes, how did you know that? Literally, he's going, and I know you're listening right now, buddy. I mean, they think they're just going to assault us? Because wait till I get into the lies. You think you're just going to broadside us to tens of millions of people? 5 million in a pop over and over again, and we're not going to fight back? Wait till I get into what they did. I've never seen anything like it. Nothing. This was the dirtiest pool. Editing tricks. It's unbelievable. This makes Fox News look fair and balanced, folks. This makes... Here's the analogy. Fox News is a one-month-old baby that can't swim or even sit up. And this Brad Davis is an Olympic swimmer who can swim across the English Channel in winter and back. By the way, nobody can do that. I mean, that's the level of this. I mean, that's the separate. I mean, this is, the entire thing was a giant abomination. And guess what? They had Lester Holt, NBC nightly news anchor. He anchors the weekdays when somebody's on vacation, and he is the weekend anchor for NBC News Saturday and Sunday nights. I mean, a national broadcast anchor narrates it and is in it attacking us. And I mean, folks, they make declarative statements how we've been debunked, how it's been disproven. I have never seen anything like it. So, A, he lies and says it isn't a hit piece, and promises and cajoles and says, I'm going to show both sides in equal time. He conceals the fact that he's a hit piece expert. Now, let's just get into the basics, trick edits. They had the 9/11 symposium here in Austin, and I think it held about 500 people. When I spoke, 99% of the seats were filled. I mean, any seats that weren't filled were a few people at the bathroom. I mean, there might have been one or two seats open, because I've got the video of it. When I spoke, completely jam-packed. Now, it was a two-day event. There were times when they would have hour-long, 30-minute breaks, things like that. They have kind of third-string speakers up there where you might have 100 people in the stands. In this show, they show 100 people in the stands, and then they cut to me. Total dishonesty, trick at it. Also, they got video. Well, wait till you hear about this. I'm just going to go into the messing with the video part first. And then I'm going to go into all the technical lies and all the tricks they played and all the disinfo they put out. It goes on and on and on and on. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
whiskey and I own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us.
We came from the west.
That's right, Hearst Publishing and you carpetbag and New World Order types. We're going to be around a long time after your propaganda's been debunked. We're going to be here years from now exposing you. When somebody Googles the name Brad Davis, they're going to find out what a big, fat snake you are, boy. We're more than happy for you to assault us and lie about us. That's why you've been exposed. That's why the mainstream media is plunging. That's why you have no credit. Nobody trusts you anymore. It's the same thing with your great-granddaddy, the founder of Hearst Publishing, that cold baron, robber baron, William Randolph Hearst. That's why all of your publishing arms, all of it, are a big joke, and we're going to tell everybody about it. As if you weren't already mistrusted, as if Fox News wasn't already anathema and a joke. Well, you're an even bigger joke, Hearst Publishing, and the History Channel, and A&E, and all of it. Let me just run down through it. All right, they do stuff like trick edits where they would show me giving a speech. And they wouldn't show the crowd when it was completely jam-packed. They'd show when it was during a bathroom break, a 10, 20-minute, 30-minute break. They had some hour-long breaks for lunch. They'd just show it when it's on break and then even zoom in for like 10 seconds on empty chairs while myself and others are speaking. Like, oh, look, they don't have any people. I saw Dylan Avery on the video of Loose Change, and he suddenly looked like he'd gained about 8 million pounds. I've been on all these TV shows. I've been in these news pieces. I've made 16 films. I know what it looks like with the Avid system or with whatever other system. It looks like Avid editing that they used. They took the video of Dylan Avery, and they blew it up. And they blew it up where he looks like Frankenstein. It's a close-up of his face, and then they stretched the video. I mean, you could take a bean pole and make them look like they weigh 800 pounds. And it's a really disconcerting look because, it makes the person irritating to look at because it's like a funhouse look. They stretched his face out and then made it look real creamy white. And then with me, they put a liver failure look, you know, when you got hepatitis, that real yellow look. And my wife goes, that doesn't look like you. And I said, look at the stretching. And with me, they went into the video and they stretched it out. And then there's this part with video of people at Ground Zero on the fifth anniversary. And folks, that's our video. That's from Terror Storm. I know it. It's shot high def. They took that video. It's from Terror Storm second edition. Crystal clear. And they blew it up. To make, okay, and they took a clip from it where the crowd looks like 10 people, not 2,000. That's a conservative. Folks are saying 3,000. It wasn't 3,000. It was 2,000. And they blow it up, and then they just turn the blacks all the way up till it looks like blown out 1970s VHS or something, and have my head glowing red, and then just hammered video and hammered audio. So, I mean, every trick in the book, they started with, this is Alex Jones, red face. I mean, so that's just the visuals. And it went on and on. My mouth was hanging open during this because I know what they did with these computers. And then they would cut to popular mechanics, glistening marble, stainless steel, makeup, double-breasted $5,000 suits. And compare that to blown out, ripped video, glowing yellow heads.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing, moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
Well, let's hear one more verse.
Other suit to the Salvation Army, and everything else I leave behind. I ain't taking nothing that'll slow down my traveling while I'm untangling my mind. ain't gonna repeat what I said anymore. While I'm breathing air that ain't been breathed before, I'll be as gone as a wild goose in winter. Then you'll understand, you'll man.
I tell you, I just love that song.
Understand.
Just lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Oh, man. Welcome back, folks. More shocks. I've been told that John Gibson on his national radio show of the, I call him the albino vampire of Fox News, he is attacking me on a daily basis, I've been told. I haven't heard it. Now, during the break, it was on YouTube, him attacking me and playing clips of me getting upset and mad. To have Popular Mechanics, because I'm the supposed demon leader in all this, in the program, and to have him attacking me and Neil Bortz, and you got to know I'm under surveillance, and you got to know that they're really getting worried about me, and because I'm reaching a lot of people, and they think they can just destroy my name, and that'll slow us down, and it won't, because I've never made this about me. I've just tried to wake up as many people as I can, as fast as I can, with the truth. But it is a little bit daunting sometimes to just know these people are evil, they know what they're part of, and to understand they've made the decision to be evil because they think they're on the winning side. And it's just disgusting. It's depressing is what it is. I'm not even afraid of them. Let me walk through the rest of the hit piece that'll be up on PrisonPlanet.com in the next hour, detailed by Paul Watson. Everything I'm telling you now, I've told him in written form, and he's putting it all together. This is a very important article that is coming up. So start your engines and get ready to dig it to the front page, try to go over their Berry Brigade, try to get past their censors, and just ram it through the whole web. And I think we're going to be next week giving out the number to Hearst Publishing and History Channel and just giving them another dose of their own medicine. All right. And I've also noticed the COINTELPRO outfits all attacking me in unison now. I mean, I am just under massive attack. And it's good. I mean, I'm really actually pleased to be knowing that we're having this big of an effect. I mean, we're definitely over main targets, and we're getting this much flak shot up at us. My only concern is that I'd like my own personal life a little bit. But c'est la vie, as they say. I've got to persevere. And as I said, I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and it is in God's hands, Yahweh, Jesus, Jehovah. Hey, we're talking about the man upstairs, folks. We all know who we're talking about. And that's who I put all my faith in and just ask God to help me be a good vessel in all of this and to do his will. That's all I try to do is follow the will of God. All right, so I was watching the video. They were cutting the foreheads off and blowing and stretching the video up and manipulating the color levels and the brightness and sharpness levels on Jason Burmis, on Dylan Avery, on Corey Robe. They did it to me real bad. They did real unflattering shots from down at the floor, like up at my belly while I was in the radio studio. They would, at Ground Zero and other places, only show two or three people, or they would show video of the end of a line of people and show like two or three people in black shirts. They would also show people at Ground Zero yelling and screaming who'd been in arguments, but just the person on the other side. They also showed a video from like 3 years ago of an interesting individual who's like a auxiliary fireman. He claims kind of like he would show up and yell at people. And they say, oh, see, the firemen are mad, but it isn't even a fireman. And they showed like 2-3-year-old footage of loose change, but said it was just a few months ago. That was a mistake they made. I'm sure it was on purpose. It was off loose change's own extras. That's how they even had it. And it just went on and on and on and on. They would also do things like call James Meggs, who was the editor of a video rental review magazine. They would call him an expert, and they would show Professor Jones would say one line, They wouldn't, and they would show one hesitant line, like part of a sentence cut out where it made no sense. And then they'd cut to the, quote, expert, and it would say, expert. The expert responds, it's false, it's debunked. And the expert would be James Meggs, just sitting there going, he's the expert, he's, you know, editor of Popular Mechanics, yellow journalist. He would just say, oh, it's not true, this is why it happened. And it was all like how sad we are and how pathetic we are and how delusional we are and how we're afraid of Al-Qaeda, so we want to say it's the government because that brings some order and closure to it. No, it doesn't bring closure to it, thinking there's criminals running our government. Believe me, I wish it was some people in a cave. And so they pull that out. And I've got all these notes here. They would also show the authors of the U.S. government reports, who it turns out are on defense contractor payrolls, themselves have all been individually debunked. They claim that NIST says fuel oil tanks brought it down. NIST says they didn't. They then claim that NIST says the building fell into it, made it come down. That's been withdrawn. It was incredible. I mean, I can't even describe. Oh, and then they've got one of the Popper Mechanics hacks up there, saying that they've got David Ray Griffin on there reporting that some of the, and he's neurotic about documenting everything, that some of the phone calls were made from cell phones, not airphones, from above 40,000 feet. That's impossible. And they just have one of the Popper Mechanics guys, looks like he's about 15 years old, in a fancy suit, says, well, that's not true. Phones work, and they have Megs echo it, phones work from 50,000 feet. At that time, they say, quote, at that time, phones worked at 50,000 feet. Well, they just announced last year they want to try to make them work to 20,000, and that's going to take special cell phones you buy. They're not even sure it'll work. I mean, your cell phone won't even work in your own house half the time. I have done it over and over again on takeoff and landing. I've never gotten above 2,000 feet. How do I know? There are 2,000-foot radio towers a few miles from the airport, and I can look and see when we're parallel with them. There's some mega towers around here, and you'll be at the same level of the tower, and that cell phone went out when you were at 1,000 feet, and now you're at 2,000. Oh, you know, you call your wife, you call your friends. Okay, hey, I'm going to see how long this phone stays connected. Okay. And then you just set it in your lap so the stewardess doesn't see, and boop. Yeah. Once you're at 2,000 feet, you go, hello, baby. Hello, you there? Or, hey, Bob, you there? Whoever you're calling, and it's gone. It's disconnected. Oh, no, they work at 50,000 now. No facts, no document. I mean, they just say expert analysis in big black screen, white letters, and then it cuts to them, and they say, oh, phones work at 50,000 feet at that time. Boom, done. Doesn't matter they don't work at 2,000. Doesn't matter. Boom, they work at, and then they said, well, out of 40-plus phone calls, only two were from cell phones anyways. It's the reverse of that. A minority of the calls, and that's in the news, were from air phones. The AT&T records, the records that are out there, the phone records are public. It was their personal cell phones calling because people said, hey, those are fake calls. And because they say they're fake calls, they went and said, no, no, look, we have the phone records. It was their cell phones. See, their personal cell phones. And Professor Jones, I've talked to him about the show, even before it aired, all he talked about was Thermate. All he talked about was these little iron balls. All he talked about was the samples. All he talked about was the video of the metal pouring out. They literally had like four clips of him for 10 seconds apiece saying nothing. It's the same thing with me. They just edited and edited and edited to where I'm basically saying nothing. Also, I gave like an hour speech and only ranted and raved right at the end, and of course that was the part they put in the film. But the biggest thing they do, there's two things. Here are the big ones. There's about literally 50 other notes. I mean, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages of handwritten notes. Okay? 10 pages of these. I've covered maybe one page. But let me tell you the worst things they did. You seen at the end of Braveheart, true story, where Longshanks is having the drawn and quartered, the guts torn out of William Wallace, played by Mel Gibson, to recant his rebellion and just call for mercy and say he's guilty? And they'll chop his head off and let him get out of pain instead of burning his entrails in front of him. They take your guts out and wheel them around a stick and then burn them in front of you and, you know, medieval type torture. That's how Wallace went down. And they stuck his head on the London Bridge. I've been there. British are real proud of it. The government has got a huge spike there, and they brag and talk garbage about him at the. I've taken two different tours there, and they just brag about the enemy and how he was killed and how good Benedict Arnold was. It's just disgusting. But anyways, I'm digressing. The point is they whisper over him, "Say mercy, admit you're guilty." And this is what I've seen Fox News and others do. They will claim we've recanted when we haven't recanted. Like, I told the Loose Change guys, you know, because they were taking a long time getting the film done, which is fine. I told them to take their time. You know, Charlie Sheen had said he'd narrate it after he saw it. So the press spun that and said, Charlie Sheen's not doing it anymore. No, Charlie said, yeah, I'm probably going to do it. I got to shine on to it. You know, I got to see it first. Well, they took that and Fox News, Charlie Sheen backs out. Charlie Sheen has recanted. They said that. Charlie Sheen doesn't believe in 9/11 truth anymore. Hundreds of news articles were written. Charlie Sheen's backed off and admitted he was wrong. Totally made up. That's what this piece did last night. They were around Dylan and Corey and Jason for days in L.A. when they were out there and days at their home. By the way, they brought cops, they brought, you know, victims there, trying to get them to be interviewed. No, they didn't want to talk to them. The BBC didn't want to talk to them when they were there doing a headpiece. I mean, we'll get to that later. That's the next thing. And this guy convinced them, folks. He told them, oh, I'm your friend. Oh, no, this is a fair piece. And remember a few weeks ago, I was arguing with Dylan on air. I was like, dude, it's a headpiece. Let me tell you, Brad Davis would lie right to your face. You got to learn how they are. I mean, I had to learn this years ago. When I was 24, I had to believe his lies. Because he just, oh, I promise it's a fair piece. No, no, we want to know about your movement and who you are. This is a phenomenon. No, 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 we'll have people on the other side. But no, no, this is not an attack piece. Oh, no, we promise. See, that's how bad his lying was. I mean, he fooled Michael Jackson, folks, into letting him in. This guy's a snake. And I only bring that up to illustrate the deception. And so in the piece, they say that Dylan and them have recanted controlled demolitions in Tower 1 and 2. Now, all they really say, because I've heard them say it on their own show and here on this show, is, well, we focused on controlled demolitions mainly in the last film. We're still going to cover that, but we can prove it's a demolition, but then they can argue and debate all day. What we're going to focus in on is how the hijackers were U.S. government agents, trained at U.S. military bases, Mohammed Atta getting $100,000 from General Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, and the U.S. troops, massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, and the 9/11 drills, because people don't know about that. Which I think is smart to do. Well, they just took Dylan and Corey and them out of context and strung three sentences with the three of them, going, yeah, well, you know, we focused on that in the last film, now we're going to focus on other things, and then they cut it into another one of the three saying, well, you know, we just cover a lot of the views and ideas out there in the first film or in the second edition. Now we're really honing it down. But see, they cut that. They cut the end off that, and then they stuck it with somebody else saying, yeah, yeah, we're not doing that now. And they made it look like they said we were wrong. And then they say, they admit they were wrong, but others still don't. And it cuts to me. Horrible side angle shot, yelling, blown out, blown up, deformed, stretched video. I saw the cameras they were using. I know what they did. And they cut right into me. They cut right into me. See, oh, it's been disproven. It's been, and then you hear Lester Holt, the NBC anchor, national anchor. Oh, so trusted. Sit up there and go, now that they've been debunked, they still don't stop because it's a cult religion. And it went on and on and on. Then they say the firemen and police hate us, that we bring up the pain. They say the families hate us. They cut to this individual. And then they cut to this one woman saying, every time they bring it up, it makes me think of losing my family member. It means I hate them. And then it cuts to the Popular Mechanics young punk, Mr. Corbin. And he goes, this is the part that makes me sick. As a journalist, I try to not get emotional. But these people are despicable. And it cuts back to me. Oh, yeah. I gave them the names. I gave them dozens of phone numbers to victims' families. And Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest group, 7,000-plus members, admitted biggest group, who says the majority of their members think inside job, and he thinks it too. Lost his son, Joey. I remember him going, what do you think about the families? Let him get mad. And I went, really? The majority agree with us and wanted another investigation and say that it's an inside job. None of that in there. Just the families hate the 9/11 truthers. See, that's the most despicable thing, is you set them against us and demonize us to a national audience. And that's where you've defamed me. That's where you're in big trouble.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We've got Michael Medved attacking me yesterday for whole segments. We've got John Gibson attacking me for whole segments. Other reports pouring in of how I'm being attacked. Again, they get talking points memos, ladies and gentlemen, many of these guys. And they're going after me something fierce. I have really made them mad. And the History Channel is hitting on all cylinders with the most slickly packaged, because it's so multivariate. I mean, from blowing out the video to sneaky edits to claiming the families all hate us and literally having people cry, and you know, now I'm like the devil, I'm making them cry, and Dylan Avery and them have recanted, and when they didn't recant, so they literally edited it to where like they made a mistake and they're bad and they admit they were wrong. and they've backed off and lying to get the interview and saying it wasn't a hit piece, and then all the technical stuff. I mean, I've got page after page after page right here of just the technical lies, and we're going to mention some of those in the new article, but that's coming out on PrisonPlanet.com, but it's going to be the next article, the next story that Paul does in the next few days, as he himself and others have time to analyze. It's a two-hour program, a lot to digest, but my mouth was hanging open. I mean, it was all lies. I mean, cell phones work at 50,000 feet in 2001. I mean, that is just... They say, Popular Mechanics says, well, everybody knows cell phones work at 50,000 feet. It's documented. Now, I'm not talking about the article that Paul wrote that says viewers see History Channel 9/11 piece as straw man hit piece. He just took your comments and quotes and what Stephen Jones said and other things, put an article together. That's an important story. But the one that's coming out next hour, that is the important one that you've got to get out to everybody. Because we are just, listen, 5 million saw this last night. About 2 million will see it tonight when they air it later in the evening. When it airs Saturday, another 5 million. They go above 5 million many Saturdays on History Channel. I pulled their numbers. And then they're going to air it again two more times after that. And two more, I mean, just over and over and over again. 5 million each primetime viewing, a couple mil each off primetime. And these people just sit there on their backs. These are the TV heads, and they see women crying about their dead son, and I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that makes her cry. And then you realize this is being produced and run by NBC, owned by General Electric, that makes the bombs and the weapons and the spy systems, and by Hearst Publishing. And there, oh, by the way, there were sleeping pill ads, serotonin reuptake inhibitor ads. There were Marine Corps ads throughout the piece. I don't normally see this many. This was like specially produced. I mean, it was jam-packed with high-dollar ads. And then they had weird... I can do a story about that. Anti-cash ad. Showing people with cash, how they hold up the lines. Actually, cash is quicker, studies have shown. Plus, you know that. You know, give them a 20, give you change back. But it's quicker than swiping and waiting and putting your code in and then signing or... About how cash is dirty and evil and bad from Visa. I mean, this was just wall-to-wall. Marine Corps ads, get rid of the cash, Mark of the Beast ads, drug ads, just Navy ads, Air Force. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it. And it was hitting on all cylinders. And by that, it wasn't hitting with one angle or two angles or three angles or four angles or five angles. And I mean, and then to have Lester Holt, NBC News anchor, nightly news anchor, introduce it on camera and then voice the whole thing. Unbelievable. Brought to you by the Marine Corps. Brought to you by Prozac. Brought to you by Let's Get Rid of the Cash. And see, these guys love being on the winning team. Lester Holt and this punk producer. They love it, man. They love being up in New York, looking down on us little people.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.